Yo, what up, everybody? It's your boy Julius, man. I'm back with another podcast for y'all. Episode 16 of the podcast. I appreciate all my listeners, subscribers out there. Thank you for tuning in every week, man. I really appreciate it. It means everything to me. Thank you for that. You know, today's topic is going to be on confidence and self-awareness. It's two big core values that I think a lot of people don't pay attention to. You know, they don't really think about it, don't spend enough time working on these two things. But there's a lot of people out there that want to do shit. You know, a lot of people say that they want to do something. You know, they want to be great at something. They want to be somebody great or achieve great things in life. You can't achieve great things if you're not self-aware, if you have no confidence in yourself. You can say whatever you want to say. If you're not confident and you're not self-aware of who you really are, you won't make it out to be anything. You won't accomplish the things that you have in your mind that you want to accomplish. And the doubt and the grief and the self-hatred, all of that shit is going to start to accumulate and it's going to tear you down. And you don't want that to happen. So my message for today is for people to be more self-aware, know who you are, know why you're doing what you're doing every single day. You have to have a why on why you do what you do every day. Because if you don't, then you'll be like everybody else. You'll say things that aren't really true. And you'll try and follow on a path that really isn't you. You might feel it is, but it's not really you. You're putting on an act, you're putting on a front, you know, you're putting on a facade to try and impress other people. And that's another thing that, you know, I wanted to address. Why is it that so many people dwell on what other people say about them? And why is it that people that claim that they don't care about what these people think about them, you're doing the most to try and impress these people? If you don't care about what these people think of you or why they're around you, or if you're not worried about, you know, these people's opinions of you, then why break your neck and strain yourself trying to impress people that don't care about what you're doing or what you have going on? Because at the end of the day, you know, most people, they want to see you fail. They want to see you fail, and they want to see you doing bad in life. And they want to see you get knocked down and not get back up. It's hard to accept that, but it's the truth. It's the truth of society. It's the truth in the world. It's been the truth for a long time. So that's my whole thing. Why worry about trying to impress people that you don't care about, or you're not worried about their opinion of you? You spend money that you really can't afford to spend. You buy shit that you really can't afford to buy. You put yourself in a certain position that you shouldn't put yourself in. You know what I mean? You buy shit that you can't afford. Oh, yeah, I'm going to move in this nice house. I'm going to move in this 2 or 3 bedroom apartment. Knowing that, it's going to set you back. You know at the end of the day, it's going to set you back and it's going to mess you up. But you do it anyway because you want a status. You want people to look at you and say, oh, that person has a nice house. Oh, you know, that person got a nice car. You know, that person got a new pair of Jordans on. I see it a lot. There's people walking around with Jordans on and whatnot, but they don't have a vehicle to drive, or, you know, they don't live in a nice house. You know what I mean? Like, you can't fake it. Faking it, you know, till you make it, it doesn't make sense. Like, why would you do that? I'm not going to fake for anybody. I'm going to keep it 1,000, and I'm going to be me every single day. I got an average vehicle. I got an average apartment. You know what I mean? I'm not trying to be fancy. I'm never going to be fancy. I don't care about how nice the car is or how nice my apartment is. I don't care about that shit. I'm not worried about what people think of me or if they judge me on the shit that I have. If you judge me on the stuff that I have, then you're a broken person and you need to fix that ASAP. That needs to be fixed ASAP. Hear what I'm saying to y'all? Please, you know, fix that mentality ASAP, because it needs to be fixed immediately. If you're judging a person off of the things they have and don't know anything about the person, I mean, how does that make sense? That's not logical. You know what I mean? So, you know, like I said before, I'm pushing self-awareness. I need people to understand who they really are. Understand what you're good at, who you really are as a person. Triple down on that shit and move forward with it. And go hard with that shit every single day. Every day you wake up, look yourself in the mirror and say, you know what? I'm going to go hard with this. I'm going to go extremely hard, and I'm not going to stop. I'm not going to worry about what anybody says, and I'm going to do my very best every single day. That's what you need to do. That's what all of us need to do. And that's why I'm pushing this message today, man. Be self-aware. Know who you are. And have confidence. If you don't have any confidence, you know, to do what you're doing every day, then you definitely won't make it. And if you're overly sensitive, if you have too much pride, if you're too stubborn of a person, you definitely won't make it. You won't. You know, no pun intended with the song that's playing in the background, you know, the instrumental. I just happen to have that playing. But you won't make it if you have no confidence in yourself. Please be confident in yourself every single day. Know who you are. Triple down on what you're good at. If you happen to know something that you're good at, that you're even, you know, remotely good with, you know, whether it's playing video games or whatever, or being a blogger or whatever, or typing, I don't know, you know, whatever you're interested in, whatever it is you're interested in, and you want to try and, you know, make, you know, something out of yourself with, then you need to have tunnel vision with that and keep moving forward with it. And don't stop. Don't stop. And don't listen to anybody when they tell you that you can't do something. Don't believe people when they say that shit, because it's not true. It's not. People are going to tell you throughout your life that you shouldn't be doing this, or you shouldn't be doing that, or you're not good enough to do this, or you're not good enough to do that. There's going to be a lot of people that tell you those type of things, but you can't listen to them. You have to bypass it and keep moving forward. Tunnel fucking vision, man. That's what I'm talking about. Tunnel vision on what you want to achieve in life. If you believe it, you can achieve it. It's a true statement, man. It is. It might sound, you know, cliche to a lot of people, and most people don't want to hear that kind of shit or whatever. Those are the skeptical people. Those are the people that won't amount to anything in life. The haters and the naysayers, you know what I mean? The doubters, the non-believers. And yeah, there's going to be a lot of rough patches. It's going to be times where you want to give up. It's going to be times where you want to stop. It's going to be times where people are going to get in your head and make you believe that you shouldn't be doing something that you're doing. But you have to keep going with it. Perseverance is key, man. Perseverance, you know, continuing to do something when you don't feel like doing it. There's plenty of days where your favorite rapper or your favorite actress or actor wakes up and doesn't want to do a lot of shit that they do. They don't want to get up and go to the set. They don't want to get up and look at a script or whatever. They don't want to go to the studio and listen to music and make a song. But guess what? They do it because it's in their blood. They're passionate about it. Of course, there's going to be days where you don't want to do something that you've been wanting to do. You know, you don't want to work on things, but you have to keep doing it. You have to keep moving forward. Keep pushing forward no matter what. Please, y'all. I mean, I'm stressing this because it's true, man. And I want people to understand this. I want to help people, man, because I've been in that place where I want to give up. There's a lot of days where I want to give up. A lot of days. long days and longer nights where I stay up and don't get any sleep because I'm working on shit. I'm trying to accomplish something. I'm trying to be somebody. I'm trying to help somebody. I'm trying to push other people forward. I'm trying to bring other people up with me while I'm rising, you know, myself. I'm trying to help people along the way. And I'm letting y'all see my journey. You know what I mean? I'm going through it. You know what I'm saying? And it's hard. Of course it's going to be hard. If you want to live life on your own terms, it should be hard. It should be very hard. It shouldn't be easy. Everybody can't do this, man. And I'm not trying to be on some whatever. Like, I'm not trying to blast people. I'm just being honest. I'm being 100 because that's the only way I know how to be. And that's it. So, if you're out there and you're listening, just please understand that I'm with you. I'm riding with you. If you riding with me, I'm riding with you. If you got my back, I got yours. Eye for an eye. You know what I mean? Keep moving forward. Keep pushing forward. Don't stop. Be self-aware. Know who you are. Find the things that you... You know what I mean? And it don't matter if it's one or two things or three things. Whatever it is you're good at, triple down and study it and be a practitioner with it. And I promise you'll go far. I promise you. Be self-aware. Be confident. I appreciate you guys, you know, for listening. Thank you. I appreciate you guys and I love you. And I'll talk to you soon. Peace and love. Stay blessed and be great. All right? Peace and love.